Guys, you should not be stealing, okay? It's not right to steal,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, not cool, man.
Whatever. You know what I meant. Taking things out of the garbage that did not belong
that's
to you.
That's not stealing.
That's not stealing.
That's homelessness.
That's
finding
what
stuff.
I said. That's what I said. I said it's not stealing, but that's what I'm talking about.
He is living
poor.
The life of a hobo. It's
yeah,
very sad.
I'm a homeless man with a home. That's what I am. I've accepted that.
The vagabond.
I'm survivor man. I find a way to survive. I've always have, and I always will.
If you were jogging, right, yep. And that's where you do a lot of your dumpster diving, right?
Yep.
If you were jogging and there was a dead person on the sidewalk, and you could tell by looking at him that you wore the same size shoes, would you?
No, because that's a crime scene. I'd be afraid to touch it, get fingerprints on there or something.
What if they're really good shoes, though? Like shoes that you've been eyeballing online, but they're like $300 and you know you can't afford them. Like the best running shoes.
Yeah, I mean, it still wouldn't be worth it at that point just because I'd be afraid that I would be implicated in the crime. But maybe after I called the cops and be like, oh, my God, I found this body, I might be like, hey.
Just hang out at the crime scene.
What's up with those shoes?
Yeah, when the coroner,
you don't need them.
The coroner shows up and you go, are you guys going to? What are you gonna do with them shoes?
Yeah,
and they're like, well, normally we throw them away, and you're
their
like,
evidence.
Can I have them?
Yeah, they're not gonna know.
How funny would that be if they go, yeah, I guess, man.
That would be, I don't know, it'd be weird wearing a dead guy's shoes. But then I shop at the thrift stores all the time.
Those are
dead guy's shoes.
I thought
about
that several years ago, and I was trying to work a bit out of it on stage, and never really turned in anything. I didn't really work it too hard, but I remember going to a thrift store. Thank you. Hello, Jim Calvert. Anyway, but I went to like a Goodwill, and I was like, I'm going to shop first, like see if there's any fat clothes, right? And there was. And then I there was an Adidas hoodie for $2.50. And my first thought was, a man died in this hoodie. This is a 3XL hoodie. This guy had a heart attack. So I started looking for like defibrillator marks on the chest. Like maybe if like you see like little burn marks where they try to shock him back to life or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I thought about it. I was like, I'm going to wear this dead guy's. Because I remember I bought a pair of slacks for like $3 from Goodwill to wear just for black slacks for my day job.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm wearing dead dudes. Like they probably took them off of them at the funeral. They're like, all right, before you close the casket, let me pull another. We're going to donate these pants.
Yeah, yeah, it's weird to think about how much of that stuff in those stores are
dead people.
Just dead people. Now, it could just be like, I get rid of
clothes.
I get rid of stuff and just, you know, give it to Goodwill. You clean out your closet once a year. Yeah. But a lot of that stuff, you could tell, like the old dude sneakers with the Velcro. You're like,
these are too
new. Something happened. Something
Grandma's
like
just take it all out and donate it.
Yeah. That's sad, man.
Will
that's
wear like, it.
He's a hobo with a home.
Why he's scooping his ice cream?
Yeah.
Eating his
Look,
ice cream.
I found an ice cream scoop in the trash, and it was in the wrapper, and I took it home and I washed it. It's fine. It's brand new.
So sad.
Nothing wrong with it.
So sad.
I'm a germaphobe, and that doesn't bother me. So
I don't think you are.
Oh, man.
Dude, I don't think you qualify.
It wasn't like in the trash. I didn't dig it out of the trash.
You said it was on the trash, which is technically still in
the
trash.
He said it was sticking out the top.
It was in a box. Like, it was in a box in the trash.
It was the last thing they threw out.
It was sticking out like the flag on your mailbox. It's like, oh, look at that.
Well, somebody obviously was like, well, I don't want to throw this away. Like maybe somebody will take it, so I'll just kind of put it in a box on top of the trash.
You really think that's what somebody thought?
Yeah, because it was there.
Why didn't they want it? What was wrong with it? Why didn't
they probably were like, I already have two ice cream scoops. What am I gonna do with this thing?
You can scoop with two hands.
Like maybe some hobo find some ice cream somewhere and you can scoop it out.
If you're listening and you threw away an ice cream scoop and you stuck it on the top so that a homeless person can eat it, we want to know why you threw this thing away.
I got some cups too.
I have so many theories rolling through my head. I think that they scooped both of their balls. Like they just cupped it.
It was in the package. Not
possible.
They put
it back in.
No, it was like tied up and everything.
Tied up?
Yeah.